Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there. Happy Wednesday. Thank you for tuning in to Divine Connections. It's nice to be back again. I've been missing a few shows. You're here with Lynn Bleasdale and Jody Higgins, and we have a very special guest tonight, Cindy Rogers. Cindy's worked for Hi, Cindy. Welcome. Cindy's worked as a medium, a palm reader, and a card reader for over 30 years. And we're really happy to have her. So with no further ado, I'll turn you over to Cindy. You can tell us a bit about yourself and your work.
Oh, I thank you, Lynn. Yes, I've been reading for a very long time. My mother also, she was a psychic medium, and it kind of passed down into the family's hands. And I come from a long line of people who are mediums and psychics in my family, so that gets sticky sometimes. But I have been working. I had a day job for 33 years, and I would just be able to read and learn things in between, like on the weekends, and practice what I wanted to do. And after I retired, several years after I retired, I decided this is what I want to do. I want to do it full time. I'm living my dream. I get to travel with my friend Jody, which is a beautiful traveling partner and also a great medium, and just living my dream here and enjoying it. Thank you for having me on the show tonight, ladies.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Well, thank you for being here, Cindy. And, well, we're here to do readings, and we have a really long list of callers. So
okay.
I'll just turn it over to Jody. Is there anything you wanted to mention before we start going with the callers?
I hope everyone's having a fantastic February.
Yeah, it's really taking a long time for spring to get here. I was just going to mention your...
More time to celebrate a month of love.
Yeah, and cocooning.
Yeah.
I was going to say Glass Paranormal had a really had a bit of good news lately. I wanted to share that, if you wouldn't mind.
Oh, yeah, sure, go ahead.
Oh, no, you tell it, because you have the info better in your head. You know,
well,
you know.
Well, we are going to, yeah, we're going to be having an opportunity to be on a TV program doing an investigation. And the name of that program, I believe it's called Legends and Myths. And we're not sure yet of the date or all of the details, but it is going to be a really fun opportunity for our team, and we're hoping to see that hopefully this year on their program. And this, I believe if I'm correct, it's going to be hosted through Amazon.
Oh, okay.
Neat.
Wow, that's good.
We'll keep
we'll
keep the listeners posted on that as it progresses, and we'll let everyone know what the dates are. And we'll post that on Sacred Embers when it's going to go on. Wonderful.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's exciting, Jody. I'm happy for you guys. It's a great little group. I really like the work you do. Well, are you guys ready to do some readings for some callers?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Alrighty then. Let's bring in our first caller. 302, you're on with Divine Connections. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, did you have a question you'd like to ask tonight?
Well, actually, pops out. I mean, I don't know if you want us to have a question or if you... Like, what's coming up for me in general?
Well, we'll put you over maybe first to Cindy. Are you pulling cards tonight, Cindy, or how are you working?
Yes, I am. Jackie, have you been going through a little bit of a rough time with people and things in your life and making decisions on what you want to do next?
Well, I think I have nailed that down.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if you want me to go into detail or whatever.
You can if you like. It said that you're going to have an, I don't know if you, in your current job, that if you were just not exactly the happiest here, but it says that, or if you were struggling in it, it says you're going to have an opportunity to make more money. It says moving on up.
I went back to school to get a master's degree, and I did finally get a job that I really like, and I like the people, and I think they like me. And so that has been a long time in the coming.
Okay, good.
You know, I don't make a lot of money right now because I have to get licensed, but I'm working towards getting licensed, and that's going to take 2 years.
Yeah. It says just keep your eye on the prize. It says because you're really focused on what you want to do. And it says it may take a little time, but it says you're going to be all right. You're going to get there. You're going to reach your goals, okay?
Good.
And you will be moving in the future. You're going to have an opportunity. You're going to be moving in the future.
Oh,
that's what I hear.
Physical house moving?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's just something new for you. Move, a new move. Well, we know you're going to move your job, it says maybe you don't see it right now, but when you're making more money and things are changing and job changing, you're going to have an opportunity if you want to move.
Mm.
Well, that will be up to you.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay. I'm wondering if it's like, because I'd like at some point to buy a beach house. I'm wondering if it's that.
Oh, I don't know. It's like it's in the future a little bit, and I really don't
uh-huh.
have to go too far in the future. It's just, right now you don't have the money for it.
Right, exactly.
With opportunities, it's just it's out there. It says yes. It says yes, a new move.
Awesome.
So if that's your dream, hey, live your dream. Why not?
Exactly.
You got to be happy at what you do.
All right. Jody, do you want to go ahead or do you want me to go?
Well, I definitely want to build on this a little bit, and it's similar to what Cindy was talking about. I did pick up some changes or concerns about your working. Are you employed right now?
I am, yeah. I actually have like a full-time job and 2 part-time jobs. I'm working on
that. Okay. All right, and when you know, when I asked you that, my stomach just started to sort of heave a little, not like throw up, but anxious and worried. And I'm,
yeah.
you know, it just turned over. And I feel like there's some, you know, I think the part-time jobs are more fun than the daytime job, and there's a lot of stress around it. This is management, and it's probably to do also with what they're paying you versus the responsibility, and also I feel like you're getting dumped on a little bit. A couple things I'm hearing about that, too, is you need to grow a spine because no one's going to stick up for you but yourself. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay, and I know that you don't want to say no, and I know that I feel like you like the job even if you're not liking management or who you're working with. But, you know, these people that you're working with now, I feel like they will take you for whatever they can get. Stop volunteering to do more until they take a step forward. And I'm also hearing, don't be afraid to ask for a raise. It feels to me like it's been about 3 years. Does that make sense?
I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Okay. Has it been about 3 years since you've had a raise?
Yeah. I mean, because I was in school and I had to stop. I'd stop working my full-time job so I could do my unpaid internship that was required for graduation. So I've had, like, I haven't been making a lot of money in the past 3 years.
Okay. And so now are you going back to actually being employed as opposed to an intern with them?
Exactly. Yeah, I'm unemployed.
Yeah.
Okay, so but they're still paying you what they paid you before you were an intern.
Well, I wasn't getting paid at all as an intern.
Gee.
Okay, but I'm talking about before you were an intern. It feels to me like they brought you back at the same pay scale.
Yeah, I'm making less than what I was making in my sales position.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
I just feel like it would be appropriate for you to ask for a raise.
Oh, okay.
And you're worth it. When did you say you're graduating?
I graduated in August of 2017. But I had a bad start to a job. I lasted 6 weeks. It was really awful, horrible. And that's why this job seems, the full-time job seems so much better.
Yeah.
Okay.
And is so much better.
Yeah, and good. I think it will get better, but don't be afraid to ask for a raise when you deserve them. I just feel like you have to be careful about how much you let them put on your back.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And also, if I feel like you're not going to be working all of these multiple jobs all this time. All right? It's going to get easier. It's going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
They just said something to me about your home life, your family life. It sort of threw me because it was out of the blue. Are there some things? Are you single?
I am single, and I have been single for a long time. But now that I'm done school, I'm ready.
And they are ready for you to be ready. So just
but
know,
I don't want a narcissist.
Well, I think. Okay, so in my head, I this is what I heard, and I almost channeled it right through. You've already done that. It's time for that to not happen again. They're like, already been there. Ain't going to happen again. Okay, you need to work on that. Make sure that make sure you pay attention. The signs were there last time.
Yeah.
Your confidence level has changed.
Yeah.
And this is, they're saying also, and you know, I feel bad saying this, but I think a lot of women undervalue themselves and they don't. Okay, so the way I want to put it is in the Bible, they talk about us being equally yoked. In the Bible, they're talking about our spirituality being yoked, and that is important, but it isn't across the board being yoked. What kind of income do they make? How do they practice their spirituality? What are their morals like, and do they match up? Is your spending matching up? Is the way they speak to you match up? You have to look across the board. And they're saying that, for the most part, you will be very kind, but you'll accept someone being unkind to you. So I don't want to say, you know, look for someone who's good enough for you, because it's not about looking for someone who's good enough, okay? Because someone else out there would think that person is wonderful for them. But make sure that you hold out for someone who really meets your expectations and is at your level. Like, a 10th grader would never date a 5th grader. A 28-year-old man would probably not want to take a 14-year-old out because you would have nothing to talk about, right?
Right.
And obviously that would be a felony. Sorry.
but
you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Remember your self-worth, remember your value, and know that you're good enough, you're wonderful, and that it's okay to say, hey, you know what? This person, they don't live up to my expectations, even if it's about money. If they don't make enough money, if they're not smart enough. Because I think as women, we feel bad like we're judging somebody, which in a way you are, but that is a fair expectation to ask that somebody be intelligent enough to keep up with you when it comes to a conversation.
Exactly.
Okay, so they're making me feel a little bit like you undersell yourself. I made this mistake once myself because someone outright said to me, you probably think you're too good for me. And being who I am in my heart, I said, no. And let me just tell you what kind of a mess it got me into, because I really was. And it's not that his life was different. He was okay with drinking too much, and he was okay with using drugs and, you know, not paying his bills. And, you know, if I had said, maybe I am too good for this person, it would have kept me out of a whole bunch of trouble. It's just that that's the wrong way to phrase it, right? It's knowing
right.
where you fit right. And I think that's important for you to pay attention to.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay, great.
But he's coming. I feel like he's coming because you are getting at that place in your life where you're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready for a great, great, wonderful person.
Yeah. So, Sue, do you have anything for our lovely, beautiful, wise caller?
Okay.
I'm sorry, not Sue, Lynn.
That's okay. It's okay. Hi,
yeah, that's
Jackie. That's
Hi.
All right. I did get an image for you, and it's of a three-leaf clover. And so I looked the meaning of it, and I got the most beautiful Buddhist meaning for it. There's the way they use it as a symbol. And it goes like this. The precious things are within us or next to us. The most important time is now, and the most important place is here. Not knowing this, we only search outside. This mind has no break. Without breaks, the mind speeds up. With a speedy mind, our perspective narrows. With a narrow perspective, we become anxious and impatient. Even if there were precious things to be found anywhere, how could we ever find it with our anxious and impatient minds?
I love that.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
It's a three-leaf clover. The four-leaf clover represents luck, but for you it came in as a three-leaf, and I love that sort of message that it's almost like Dorothy at the end of Wizard of Oz. You know, if I ever go looking for my heart's desire, it's right here, you know?
Yeah.
It's right there for you. There you go, Jackie.
Make
that's
sure
my
to
message
start looking.
For you.
Mm-hmm. I'll make sure to look in my own backyard.
There you go. Yeah, and
well, thank you.
To, you're very welcome.
You're welcome. You ladies have a good night.
You
All
too,
right,
Jackie.
You too, Jackie.
All
thank
right.
you so much
thank
for
you.
Calling in. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. All right, next caller is 703. You're on with Divine Connections. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, this is Andrea. How are you?
Hi, Andrea.
Mm-hmm.
This is Andrea, performer. The performer?
Yes, it is. How are you?
Hi. How are you, dear? That's good to hear from you.
Oh, I've been better. I had to go back to California a couple weeks ago. My dad died, so.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Huh?
Thank you. You know. Oh. Yeah, it's okay. But you know what's really interesting? When I was in California. I no lie. I mean, I'm driving from my sister's house to my brother's house, and the license plates from the three states that I tried out was North Carolina, Florida, and New York City. All passed me by within those 5 minutes. Now, if that's not a sign, I don't know what is.
There you go.
Oh yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Do you have a question, Andrea, or did you? How would you like
I'm
to do?
I'm just trying to see if we're getting any closer because the phone call is supposed to come by the end of February. So I just thought maybe you guys will pick up, you know, the energy to see if we're getting any closer to that phone call.
Yeah. Oh, it's that feeling of Christmas is coming, and you can't just.
Can I wrap it?
Let's see what if Cindy's ready. If you can do a little.
Okay.
Get for,
and it says, yes, you're going to be making decisions in a short time here. And it says, you know, it's just funny you said North Carolina, because when you said North Carolina, it's just like kind of stuck with me. I don't know. I just liked it. It's just something new, something traveling. You'll be traveling. And you know what? It's going to be a good one for you. Very good. Very good. Are you single right now?
Yes. Unfortunately, yes.
Okay, it says with that move, it says, you know, you're going to meet somebody. And it says, you're going to meet somebody. And it's saying here, now, I don't want you to be your own worst enemy. I want you to make good decisions. You know, don't jump into anything real quick. Focus on yourself. You're going to have to do a lot of focusing on yourself. And even though you're waiting to hear from something, it said, you know, it's coming to you. It's coming. Don't worry, it's coming.
Okay.
I think when the, you know, March, probably about the end of March, almost into April, it says, you know, you're going to be hearing something. It's not going to be that long off. But there's other things that it's almost like the universe is saying that there's something else that you have to do for yourself before you could move on anyway. So it's like it's giving you time to make your decisions and tie up loose ends or whatever you have to do there. Does that make sense to you, Andrea?
Well, I just started a new job, and I don't think they would have a problem with me going, because when I get this phone call, I don't care if you say no or yay, I'm still going. I've waited 6 years to get on this show, and if you say no, it's too bad. Peace out, dude. I am still going, whether you like it or not.
Good.
You know, waited too long. And you know what's even funnier? Because I was actually in Florida auditioning, and because the next round is in California, I'm wandering around in the parking lot, and there was a car with plates, California, Florida, and New York City. And I was like, wow. I'm telling you, these signs just keep appearing.
Good. Good.
Yep.
It means you're good. And you know what? And as long as you keep manifesting it, you know, things are going to happen for you. It's going to be
good.
Well,
it's on my vision board. Everything's on my vision board.
Good. Good. Good girl.
But the call has to come. The call has to come by next week. The first round call comes by the end of February. So then the advance, I guess you go on the show to tape, is in March and April. So that's when you either get the, you know, front of the judges, the buzzers, or you go through. So that's like the bigger one. But I got to get there first.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it does. It says just don't, you know, if you don't get that call, don't get depressed. It says because something's coming to you right after that, or, you know, it's not going to be that long.
Okay. Yeah, well, like I said, this is my year. I actually got to be interviewed by the AGD team. The team members this time when I was in New York City, I got to do all kinds of different things, and even my vision board's different. This is the year of threes. I went to three different states and a lot of threes, and you know, a lot of signs. I mean, they're not coincidences, you know. I keep, you know, so. And then it's funny because I saw the same producer in Florida. I've seen her. This is my third time seeing her. She goes, "Well, I said third time's a charm." So, you know, she's like, thanks for the props in your audition. I'm like, well, you're welcome. Because she remembered me from last year. You know how many people come through these things? Thousands of people come. Oh. And you're going to remember someone from a year before, like a dancer, a singer. You're not going to remember them. They're not, I mean, it's not that memorable. But she remembered me twice. So,
that's
seen her three times.
Good. Then she knows you're serious and persistent. Yeah.
Each time I keep upping my audition. So
good.
I really feel like call is going to come within, you know, it's going to come by Friday, next Friday. So I really feel like it's coming. That's why this is my time. So
it says you're going to be traveling. So good. I hope it works
California.
Out for you.
Oh, yeah. Then make sure you can vote for me when I get on.
Oh, okay.
Awesome.
Is this go ahead.
Oh no, I'm saying it's like, you know, it's like my dad is overlooking at me, you know, and all my
signs.
And
you love father. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we had a big celebration back in California, as a matter of fact. So we had a big celebration on Saturday. It rained the entire day. Then when everybody was leaving, out came this humongous full rainbow. So.
Oh wow.
Yeah. He was there in spirit. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So. Well, everything is on my vision board is gold. So this is, you know, golden buzzer, gold everything. I have all kinds of things on there. So you're going to manifest it. But you have to pay attention to the signs. Because when you get them, if you don't pay attention, that's what happened to me, I guess, 5-something years ago. I never really paid attention. I didn't even know they were signs. So, you know, you got to pay attention.
Mm-hmm. You know, I have a feeling, and when, you know, when you said rainbows, I have a feeling that, and when you do see the rainbows, you'll know your father's looking out for you. You know he's there.
Yeah, for sure. So, all right. Well, I'll be expecting a phone call sometime next, but by the end of next week.
All right.
I do think it's coming.
I'm sorry.
Can I hop in?
Yeah, Jody.
Go. Yeah.
Okay. Amber, you know, I just want to say this, and I think you know this already. The Dancing Hands group, have you been pulling in some extra people as well?
I'm trying, and you know, no such luck, but I'm trying, but yeah, no such luck. But that's my vision.
Okay. You know, I want to say, and I think you know this already, the appeal of the show isn't like, you know, a singer or a dancer. It's a different kind of appeal. I think what's going to probably come out of it will be that you get some insane exposure, and that's going to really help. I think you could actually make it all the way to some of the very top tiers based on what I feel about it. But like, I feel like you'll make to the top 10. But I don't know that you could actually, and I'm not sure if you would win. So I want you to make sure that
I'm okay
you
with
know,
that.
Like, and I kind of thought you would be. How do you say that, right? But it's not about that, because at the end people vote, and the popular vote is going to be traditional performers, because
right.
your stuff is different. But
right.
the exposure. And are you going to plan
right.
to write a book?
Well, you know, when I get on the show, I want to add different dancers. I want to add more of a chorus. I want to add some, you know, like maybe a backdrop of a projection with different, you know, different things on there. So it's not just one-dimensional.
Can you pull in, if you're doing, are you doing songs and you're dancing the songs?
Yes.
On that screen, could you have children who are blind who are signing with you through Skype or something like that?
Yep. For the audition, I probably could, but
not
the audition
for your
room
audition.
Is only just me. Oh, for the show, yes,
well,
I could do whatever I want.
Because I feel like pulling in children will be really a good thing, and then you can get exposure for a lot of kids.
Yeah. Well,
and
the
I
two
just
new judges.
Feel like it'll help. Are you picking
Heidi
that up
and...
too, Lynn? Are you the one who said yes? Who said yeah? Do I have maybe have a spirit voice? Was that you, Lynn?
It's a spirit
who said
voice.
Yes? Yeah, because I heard yeah. Did you say it?
No, my
you
mic was
spirit.
Muted.
I think we have a spirit voice. I think we have a spirit voice that confirmed it, because if we play this recording back, I swear I heard yeah. Did you hear it, Cindy?
I heard it too, and I didn't say it.
Okay,
that's
I just
weird.
Marked down the time of the. Of when it happened, and I'll check the recording after the show. Let you guys
me too.
Know. Yeah.
Me too.
Thank
but you know,
you.
Heidi and what's her face? Heidi and Mel B are leaving, so the two new judges is Gabrielle Union and Juliana Huff. So there'll be two new people. So there's definitely some change around that show.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, super excited.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted...
it's not my dad saying yes.
Well, I wanted to ask you about him, too, because did he have very dark hair?
Yes.
What's his first name? Is it like Richard or Roger? Robert?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So my dad's real name is Henry, but my mom used to shorten it to... It was shortened to French Riri and then to Rick.
Okay, so it is something with an R. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he was a pretty quiet man. He was tall.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
he
makes me feel like he's been around you a lot. And you felt him around you. Like, you were very close to him. And he makes me feel like you have physically felt him around you. Not so much the day of the service, but bits and pieces here and there. And he's saying that you've been very... Is your mother still here? She is, right?
Yes. Yes.
he's saying that you've been very worried about your mother and that you don't live close to her. Is that correct?
Yeah, they all live in California.
He's telling me he's watching over. Okay, he's telling me he's watching over her, for over her, and that you've been very, very upset about her and not being near her. And he says, where you're at right now, you have things to do. He says he understands. He doesn't want you to feel guilty. And he's talking about, I don't know if you were thinking, gosh, maybe I need to go back. But he says, no, she'll be okay. How old is your mom? Is she like, was your father young?
82. My dad was 87. She was 82.
She's 82. Because he just makes me feel like she's still quite independent. She's got a lot of energy.
I guess so. I haven't talked to her in since 2012 or 2011.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Have you been worried about her? Were they still married?
No, they've been divorced since 1987, the year I got married.
Okay, so did he have a wife that you're concerned about?
Girlfriend?
Were you worried about your mother, or were you worried about needing to go back? Because this is the feeling I get of you going, I need to move back to California.
My family wants me to move back really bad, but a couple Sundays ago, we had a humongous fight about some stupid stuff, and then I end up blocking them. So I was done with them.
Then he is supporting you in this, because I thought it was for your mother, but he makes me feel like you hold on to your dreams. You do what's right for you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he's proud of you. He's proud of your independence.
That's good.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I'm adopted, so he's not my biological father. And at the end, we weren't very close at the end because he did some crappy stuff. But we made amends, and we made amends. So we were okay after that.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah.
Are you feeling that way too, Cindy? Like there was something he's supporting her not going back?
Yeah, it's I just feel like it's almost like he's saying follow your dreams. And when she said rainbow, I just had a feeling that when she sees rainbows, that that's a sign for her to know that he's got your back, or that he supports you in what you're doing, or sending you all the luck that you need. Yeah, exactly.
And he's also, I'm also hearing strongly that you were a good daughter. He knows things were not good, that they were bad, they weren't very easy, but he says you really were a good daughter.
Yeah. I was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had a better communication with him than you did with your mom?
Oh, yes. Much better communication than Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, he loved your mom, but he's saying she was cranky.
She is crazy.
That's not the word he used.
No, mishugana. Maybe the word mishugana, that's a Yiddish word for crazy. Or
mishugana. There you go.
Mishugana. Yes.
Mishugana. My sugar's mishugana.
Mishugana. Yeah, it's a Yiddish word. But yes, or maybe something a little not nice I can't say on the air. But yes, they were supposed to get divorced. They were supposed to get divorced a long time ago, but my mom ended up being pregnant with my sister when I was 8, so he didn't want to leave her, but he was going to leave her right then and there because she was so crazy.
Wow. Oh, goodness.
Wow.
But he didn't. So, yeah. But they remained friends. But.
Well, he also, I'm hearing him say he loved your mother.
Oh,
he
but she was still crazy.
Yeah, people get divorced all the time, and it's not always because you don't just not love someone.
Well,
but she was
a drug addict, and I think that was really kind of, that was kind of taking a toll. Yeah, she was definitely mishugana. So.
Yeah, and he says.
Well, that will do it.
Yeah, he says he's sorry. He's sorry. He says he's sorry you have to deal with her. He sort of disappeared and let you deal with it all on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. You know, I don't have that genetic makeup.
He says, I still hope you know that I loved you very much. It was self-preservation,
yeah.
But he didn't worry about who was going to have preservation for the children.
Yeah. Yeah. Makes sense. Yeah.
Well, we're going to be rooting for you to be on the show.
Oh,
yep,
absolutely.
Make
it, for you,
absolutely.
Honey.
Make your dreams.
Next Friday, you know, by next by the end of the month. So, there we go.
Good. Yay.
Awesome. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. You know,
welcome.
We're going to be remembering you in our thoughts and prayers.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
For big stuff coming your way.
We'll root for you.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, did you watch the Champion show? That was really good. So.
I can't remember which show it was because we talked to so many callers. Was it America's Got Talent?
Yeah, it was, yes.
Yes.
And then it's the AGT champion when the guy actually won the show and then won again. So he was amazing. Yeah. Yeah, so that's my turn.
Yeah. Do you have any input, Lynn?
Oh, yeah, I do. There's my mic is on. Good. When you were talking about the call coming in February, Andrea, I got that same excitement that you had as a little kid when Christmas was coming. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we did the Hanukkah thing, but
Hanukkah, Christmas. You know what I mean? The the feeling of a
the holiday
event coming.
Yep.
That excitement.
Yep.
Yeah, pardon me. Well, yeah, so I had that same feeling, like I it was just gripping me for a minute, that same excitement. And then the next thing I saw was, like, you were talking about gold before, and I saw, like, gold, like fairy dust is the best way I can describe it, falling all over.
Glitter? They have the golden buzzer. When you hit the golden buzzer, golden glitter comes from the sky.
Oh,
okay.
Yes, right.
I've never watched the show.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to have to watch it now. What is it? It's called
America's
Got Talent, right?
America's Got Talent. Yes.
Right. Okay. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I don't watch that stuff a lot, but I will now. I will make sure I watch that show. So anyway, I got this. I wrote down fairy dust, glitter, sparkles. I didn't know how to really describe it, okay, good. Then I got the image of three boxes with question marks on them. And I think that's almost like three forks in the road you're on. It seems to mean like a major decision you're going to have to make. And then the azalea flower came in, which I'll just tell you what that. It refers to remembering your home with fondness or wishing to return to it, taking care of yourself and your family. Passion that is still developing and fragile, elegance and wealth, femininity and feminine beauty. That's something you exude when you're on stage, when I've seen your videos and whatnot. Abundance, especially of beauty or intelligence. Now, the last one is a death threat, but only when sent in a black vase. So I think you're okay.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. I don't think there's a death threat here. But I did see the gold, the glitter, sparkles. I couldn't explain it, but that makes a lot of sense. And then the three boxes, I don't know what those are. They all have question marks on them for you. So, boy, Andrea, I just wish you so well. Like the others were saying, we're just rooting for you. And, please keep us informed how it goes.
Oh, absolutely, I will. I'll have to put your pictures on my vision board.
Yeah, that'd be wonderful. If you get the call, just text us on message us on Sacred Embers and let us know. We'll be so happy to hear that.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Oh, exciting!
No doubt.
All right.
I know.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Okay, we're going to move on, Andrea, but please keep in touch.
Thank
you. We're all cheering for
you. I will.
And we'll all send
you
some energy there. All right. Well,
awesome.
Have a beautiful night. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, you too.
All right. Our next caller, 386, you're on with Divine Connections. Could we have your name, please?
Hi, this is Cindy. How are you?
Hi there. Sorry, love, I can't hear you. Is it Cindy?
Yes.
Cindy. Okay, Cindy. Well, Cindy's here and Cindy's there. Fabulous. So,
how about that?
Did you So did you have a question for us tonight, Cindy?
I was just wondering what you see as far as any relationships coming in or anybody I might meet.
Mm-hmm. All right. Go ahead, Cindy, if you're ready. If you're not, we can carry on too.
Okay. It's just, you know what? More so than relationship, and with that, it says, for being your own worst enemy with relationships. I think you go above and beyond with relationships, honey. But it says here, making new decisions for you. It says, are you not working, or did you have... I don't see any relationships right now for you, but I'm going to ask you, are you not working or right now, or do you want to go back to school and learn something or get into something new?
Work has been really slow. It slowed up through the holidays, and yeah, I'm trying to pick up some new lines, new income lines as well, so that if one slow, another will pick up. Yeah.
It says, yeah, it would be good. It says, move forward with your thoughts and your dreams. It says, because I have a feeling that, and I really do have a feeling, you know, that it's going to be good for you if you go and learn something different or take a class or get into something that you really, really like. It says, you know, it'll be doing something that you really like. You're going to enjoy your work, and it's going to bring you more money. And it says, when we're happy and we're making money, it says, then, you know, things kind of fall into place as far as relationship and people in our life, okay? I can see down the road, but it says, I do believe that you're really good, too good to people in relationships. It says, it's time to focus on yourself a little bit. And just put the energy and love into yourself, and you're going to be just fine. It says, go ahead and learn something new, or go ahead and pursue your dreams, because it's going to be really good for you if you do. All right?
Okay, thank you.
And it says, you will be making more money, and you will be happier. And so I feel real confident about that. Okay?
Okay.
As far as relationship, hey. Sometimes it's sometimes we just have to look at it in a different perspective. Sometimes it's just time for ourselves to get ourselves together, so we so we can be happy in our life. All right, put the energy in to ourselves. So I feel that when you do that, and somebody's going to come along, but it'll be somebody that you don't have to fix or it'll be somebody better for you. Let's just put it that way, okay? Does that make sense to you, Cindy?
Kind of, but I mean, I have been just living my life, and I'm happy, and I've been single for a long time, and I haven't even dated in several years, so.
Yeah.
I was ready to get back into the game, yeah. But it's not like I need to be in a relationship, but I was ready to do that.
Yeah. It's just a little bit down the road here, but I do believe you're going to go into a different job or do something new or learn something new. And it's a big decision, but it's going to be very, very good for you. And then I see that you're going to be meeting somebody, and it's going to be like somebody like a good friend. He'll be a good friend to you. It's nobody you know now, but it'll be somebody
he'll be you'll be good friends before you become, you know, closer friends. I don't think that that's far off, okay? These cards usually go within months. So.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
and
you.
I agree with Cindy. I agree with Cindy. There's some things you have to do before this person is going to be able to come in. You've just got some things to do first. But when he does, I feel like it's kind of like rocking the world.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Yeah. Okay. I would give you the exact same information she just told you. Because you've got some things to do for yourself right now. It's not too far off. The other thing is, it's like you need to get out and do some stuff. You spend a lot of time at home. And does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Because someone said this to
it's
me
no
either
fun
on
to
the
go
show
out
last
and do stuff
week.
By your, but it's no fun to go out and do stuff by yourself. That's the point.
Well, you have to make some friends and get out to do some stuff. Because, you know, it's not like by a boyfriend, you know. You pay for him online, he shows up, he knocks on the door. Hey, here I am. No, it don't work that way. You actually got to go out and meet people and do some, you know, socializing.
Whatever she
you know
decides
what I mean?
To do, whether it's going to learn something new or going to do a different job or something new coming into her life, it's going to be concerning that she's wanting to do or move forward, like into work or something, then that's when she's going to start excelling as far as meeting new people and enjoying herself. So,
yep.
Was there something that you wanted to do different here as far as work or job or learn something? Or
not particularly, no. I mean, there's... No.
What do you
do
now,
Cindy? You know, get into another area where there is more work.
Uh-huh.
So,
what do you do for a living?
I do therapy work on horses.
That's very cool.
Did you say therapy work with horses?
Yes.
Yes.
That's amazing. That is really good. Mean there's no cowboys in your
I enjoy
life?
It. Where I live is just so remote. Like, I don't know anybody here. I don't know. I mean, I'm just kind of out here by myself.
Wow. Well, I don't know where you're expanding to or where you're going to, but it says, you know, there's going to be an opportunity come up when you least expect it, and you're going to have to make a decision. And I don't know, you're looking into something, and might even be traveling a little bit. But it says here good things are going to be happening to you. And it says there's going to be love around you and money, and you know, that just comes with a decision that you make in the future. So I don't know, even though you're not looking at anything right now, something might just pop up, because I see good things for you. Even though you don't get out right now.
I'm looking forward to it.
You know what? There's going to be an opportunity, and it's just going to come to you, and you're going to say, I might do that. I'm not, you know, I think, you know, maybe I will. So I don't know, even though it's therapy with horses, maybe it's somebody is looking for somebody, and you might have to travel a little bit or go to a different spot. But it's coming up. It's not that long. And it's going to be good for you, and you're going to be making more money. And because it's a bet, here comes that person, you know, that friend. So, I mean, it's going to change your whole self. I feel real confident in that. So, who knows? But I do hope it happens for you, because that's what I see, and that's what it's saying here. You never know what the universe brings you.
Right? I'm open.
I know you are. I know you are. You're one of them special people that have the, that, you know, if you work with horses, they are so amazing and they're so intuitive, you know, themselves. And it's just, you,
they are.
Yeah, and you communicate with them real well, huh? You know just about everything. You can look in their eyes and you can just tell what mm-hmm. they're trying to tell you, can't you?
Yep. For
yeah.
Sure.
See. Yeah. People who work with horses are usually very intuitive, very, you know, have beautiful insight. So just follow your dreams there because I think,
working with the animals.
You know, I do believe and I feel that it's going to be an opportunity that also is working with horses. So maybe somebody needs somebody and I think your name might come up. So, you know, hopefully it let's just say within the next few months, it's going to be a game changer for you as far as life goes and opportunities. And that's a good thing.
Nice.
That's what I feel. Does anybody else feel the same way or have any visions with that? Or do you
mm-hmm.
think I'm wrong?
No, I think you're right. Yeah, I just wanted to say, Cindy, that what I wrote down was I feel there's a job opportunity that's going to come up, and I wrote down career twist. It's going to bring you some, it's going to be like a surprise kind of off job offer that's going to be something you think you can't handle. So it's going to be more than what you normally do, and you're going to feel you can't handle it, but you can. Where the relationship comes in, I'm feeling that there's almost a magnetic field in reverse as far as letting someone into your life. I wrote down what hurt you. That may be the work that Cindy and Jody were referring to that you need to do on yourself a little bit. Is there hurt that is still kind of making you wary? An old hurt from the past?
No, I've moved forward from all that, from the last relationship, and yeah, I've been.
Yeah, just
so,
make sure
yeah,
you're not.
Yeah, I worked past
yeah.
that for a few years.
Good.
Okay. Yeah. Just write down relationship blockage. It's maybe spiritually, energetically, you're not quite ready yet, so that's why it isn't happening. But this twist that comes to your career path puts you on a path where you will meet someone who does actually, I think what it is someone that you need to meet your match, right? You have not met your match yet. You're sort of energetic, equal, and opposite. And I would actually say soulmate in the way that this person probably irritates you rather than makes you feel all douchey and romantic. Which is what soulmates tend to do. They push you towards your very best self. So down the road, if you do take that job offer, I think you're going to meet someone who's going to challenge you. But it'll almost be fun, like that show Moonlighting ages ago when they were always arguing and fighting, but there was an attraction there. It feels like that kind of thing. So, yeah, hope that happens for you. That's what it feels like. Yeah.
Very interesting. Well, I'll watch for it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and don't block it if it comes in, you know. It may be in the form of someone who brings out they say that the things that irritate us in other people are things that bug us about ourselves. So it might be that you guys spur each other on to growth, which is the best thing in relationships when you help each other grow like that. It won't be boring, I can tell you that much.
All right. Well, okay,
anything,
I don't like boring.
Yeah, oh, I know. It's you. They need to be up to you rather than you go down to them. They need to stand up to what you are. But anyway, has anyone got anything to add?
Nope, I think you guys covered it.
Yeah, I think it's good.
Perfect.
I think
okay,
she's
well, okay. I hope that helps and
you gotta let us know what happened.
Yeah. Keep in touch.
I will. Thank you, ladies. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
I'm looking forward to it.
I know you are.
Okay, well, thank you so much for calling, and I hope to talk to you again, Cindy. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, and here we go on to 775. You're on with Divine Connections. Hi, can we get your name, please?
Yeah, but, and I said,
okay, I'm going to move, I think, someone's talking on a phone or something. I'm going to move on to 917. No, 917. You're on with Divine Connection.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Can we get your name, please?
Yes. This is Anna.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. My question is related to work. Do you see me moving on up to another job soon? Any changes for me?
Okay.
Can I address this?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. What's your name? It's Anna?
Yes, Anna.
Okay. You know, Anna, it feels to me like what I'm hearing in my head is where you're at right now. You've really overstayed the life of this job. It was just sort of easy, and it was easier to stay than to go out and look, and you were really bored, right?
I'm really bored, yeah. But I've been looking for over a year now.
Okay. Have you been really looking hard?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, I feel like the avenues that you've been going down are wrong. What do you do for a living?
I'm an architect.
Okay. I do feel like there's going to be a change in April, but I'm not necessarily entirely sure you're going to be employed by a company. Could you possibly be looking? Well, you could be employed by someone, but they're also talking about you being self-employed. Have you looked at?
Yes.
I've
already started my own thing. It's very, very small right now, but there has been made.
Okay, because, you know, honey, I feel like there's going to be some knockout growth there. I don't know that you're necessarily even going to end up going to another job. I feel like that could really take off. And I'm seeing something kind of interesting, which is that, you know, I feel like you can create almost a package of pre-designed homes that you can sell. Because you're creating homes, right?
Mm-hmm.
I get this feeling of you, like, creating homes, 5 or 10 homes, that you could actually create a website and custom design these homes, and builders could actually purchase them, or individuals can purchase them online.
Okay, so maybe I should work on a website.
Yes. Do designers do that? Do they create sort of different types of styles that they would sell on a website like that?
I mean, everything is possible.
This might be
something that's called home design. It's called
because I almost feel like you could design like 5, 10 different plans. And maybe there's 5 of them that are general, and some could, you know, like they could add an upper story to it. So, like, it's a 3-bedroom home, or this is a 3 same layout with an upper story. So start thinking that way, because, you know, I feel like you could actually sell already created plans. Like, you know, I people buy for tiny homes. They buy already divided. What's that?
I really wanted to avoid working by myself, really, you know?
I don't feel like you're going to only do that. I do think that you can still work at a job and do that.
It's going to help you keep you from being bored, but I feel like something else will come too. Like there could be a job, but you can also do something on your own and make a good amount of money with it. Actually, a lot of money with it.
No, I mean, eventually I don't mind doing my own thing, but not right now, at least. I was hoping to get hired somewhere, but I haven't heard from them.
Well, that's definitely going to happen. I definitely see something like that happening, but it's probably, I feel like it's going to be in April.
Oh, okay, okay.
Okay. What are you getting, Cindy? I know you're chomping at the bit there.
Yeah, I you know what? Oh, boy. I feel like you've been going through a lot of different changes, not only with mine, with people and everything, as far as job-wise. I think when you least expect it, yes, there's going to be something new there for you. It's
okay.
And when it does come, it's going to be good for you. Getting out is going to be good for you being amongst people.
Right.
All
right.
Right.
I know.
Says, you know.
I love being around people. Love.
Yeah. So, you know, and then creating your own ideas, like Jody says, down the road. I think you're really down the road. You're going to be independent. And it's not that far away. You know, you're going
to
be
independent. No, it doesn't have to be far away. But, it really doesn't. No, I don't think it's going to be far away. I think I just want to have, like, a job where I'm not so bored, you know. But it's easy. It's so easy, but I'm very it's frustrating to be there because it's not really kind of my field what I'm doing right now.
Okay. What do you normally design? You don't want to be in the car industry?
No, I don't want to go into that too much right now, what I do and how I do and everything, but I'm just like, I need to understand, like, what to do over there because I'm so bored and get through it, you know?
Oh, well, you know,
make art over there, I guess, to get through the day. Do you have any?
I feel that there's going to be a different opportunity, and I don't, you know,
okay.
There's going to be an opportunity, but it's when, for some reason, when you're least expected, you're going to have an opportunity. You know, you're going to hear people talking about different opportunities, and you're going to change your job. It says you're going to change your job. You're going to learn something new, and things are going to be better for you. But it's not for another like month and a half. It says listen to what the people are talking about.
Okay.
Are you also putting in different jobs too? Are you also reaching out for different jobs? Because it's saying you're going to hear something about a different job.
Yeah, not different, but I had a second interview somewhere, and I was waiting to hear back from them, like kind of like thinking I was going to go there, but they're kind of slow in their process, slower than I was hoping.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, well, you know what? It says you may be down in the dumps right now, it says, but give it a little time, and when you least expect it, it says you're going to be getting good news. So,
just
kind of like waiting out this, February, January, February stuff. You know, January and February, the energy's been real hard on people. And things.
Yeah, lots of people like passing and dying and transitioning. Crazy. Is that always every year at the top? People just like give up and die and things are changing.
Well, don't do that. That's because we don't live in California or Florida.
Well, tomorrow I'm going to a funeral. I can't take it, but I have to go. And,
I know.
Anyway, I'm going to go to work tomorrow. I didn't go today. I was in pain and breathing.
Wow.
It will be two short days of work to get me through the work week, you know.
Yeah. Wow. It says things are going to get better, honey. Things are going to get better.
Thank you. I hope so. I've been hanging in this job for a while. I don't know why I'm still there, but I am. It must be something that God wants me to do, you know.
Well, yeah, probably. Something you have to learn or see. That's usually the way it is. But it says here, it's not going to be that long. And it says you're going to get the news that you've been waiting to hear, and it's going to be very good for you. It says good job changes.
Yes.
I'm real confident.
Find other jobs as well.
Yeah.
Anything you see around love at the moment?
I don't. I don't. Are you supposed to go on a vacation or a trip?
Sorry, say that again?
Are you supposed to go on a vacation or a trip?
There's nothing planned, but I was thinking of something for Easter.
Okay, just getting away. This is when everything is going to start happening. It says around the time of a little getaway or travel here. So, you know, then you're going to be getting news. It's almost like everything's falling together all at once. So hang in there. Does that
Thank you.
Cindy, that's April, right?
Yeah, April.
Because that's what I was getting is April.
Oh, good.
And I said April. And Easter is April 21st.
Yeah. Okay.
You did say April.
Good.
For validation.
Yeah. Okay. You know, just so... That's what I said, around the time of, you know, a little a getaway or travel, or, you know, a little trip. So,
I'm not sure if I will, though. I don't know yet, but that's
what
we'll see.
It'll be good to get away.
Yeah,
it'll be good for you. You need it. You'll enjoy yourself.
Thank you guys for being here for us.
No problem.
Lynn, did you have anything for her?
I do. I have a little reading for Anna, too. So, Anna, what came in was a rather cruel experiment they did on grasshoppers. It was a psychological thing where they put them in a container that was just high enough so that if they leapt, they bopped their heads on a ceiling. And after a while, I have no idea what the point of this experiment was, but after a while, they just stopped jumping, right? Every time they got bopped on the head, it just at some point they gave up and didn't jump anymore, which is kind of how it's going for you. Like you've sort of, I feel like you've almost given up because you keep getting bopped or nothing's happening for you. But what I wrote down when you were talking about being bored. I wrote down the spiritual meaning of boredom, and then I looked it up, and the question came in, what can you do to make boredom a spiritual practice? Good questions here. So you recognize boredom. Determine if you're really bored. Number two is figure out why you're bored. What are you clinging to, and what are you pushing away? Ask yourself what emotions you are feeling. Ask yourself what emotions you are avoiding and let go. Let go of whatever you're clinging to, whatever you're pushing away. And the last one is sit with boredom and feel it in your body. Notice it and do nothing about it. The most powerful way of transforming boredom is to do nothing about it. Simply be. Boredom, I always figure boredom. Yeah, and actually, when you after you get off the show, just type in what I did, which was the spiritual meaning of boredom. And there's a bunch of really good links that I think might just inspire you. Yeah, I think you'll be inspired by them. I was kind of, I didn't want to like pull focus, but I really wanted to read these links. They looked really good.
That's great. That makes a lot of sense. I think what I do is go into the future and want to get out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I get bored and anxious, you know.
Yeah,
all
losing
of this,
the
all time.
For sure. And the other thing I had for you was add a skill. They're saying add a skill and a lateral movement within your work, like as an architect. It's like you're adding more things. Like, it's almost like you need to get a few, if not associates, then kind of partners to network with. I wrote down interior designers, people like that, the people that do that sort of work. It would be very good for you to network with those people, because there's all sorts of there's what you do is pretty flexible. Like architecture covers a lot of different skills that you can translate to different modalities, I guess I'm going to call it. Like, you don't have to just be sitting there drafting. You can be helping people, even as far as learning feng shui, stuff like that, helping people set up their homes in such a way that they feel energy flow. You could, I guess what they're saying is lateral skills, like lateral, so learn some new skills, and I think it's going to take you into new adventures in work. And you know, once you're happy again, that's when you will attract love. Like right now, you're probably putting a lower energy out because you're feeling the anxiety. Yeah.
Funeral tomorrow. I'm having a bad. It's hard. It's very hard.
Oh. Yeah.
Funeral stuff.
You know, funerals are for the living, right?
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Oh,
right. So just. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a thing we do for the living. They are not in the body at all, and you know, it's depending on your level of connection with the other side. You know, you may or may not feel them, but they're certainly not lying in a coffin or in an ash urn. So yeah, no.
Well,
it really
alive.
Isn't.
They're alive and they're free. But
absolutely,
it's very hard to. Like human-wise, it's still grieving and hard to know that they won't be here for the rest of my life. You know, it's a
that's
big
true.
Chunk of the, that's just so sad that part of the life is over. Makes me sad. No.
Well, the garment is no longer being worn by that spirit. If you can see it that way, but they're a thought away. And if you just develop the ability, which everybody's got, you'll be connecting with them. You know, ask them to connect with you. And then look, you know.
I already had a dream about him when he passed that night. When he passed away, I had a dream about him already.
Well, there you go.
He was back with us doing what he was
doing. That's a gift. That's such a gift. There's your first sign.
And then I thought he's going to come back literally, like he's going to get better. And then I heard exactly on that day that he passed on. I'm like, what the dream? Usually my dreams are coming true, but this dream was not true, you know.
Well, but he is better, you see. It's not here he's better, he's there he's better. Yeah. We are sad and weeping on this side, they're celebrating over there, right? When they go back, it's a celebration.
It.
Yeah, and then, you know, babies come here and they cry, right? Because they're like, I don't want to be here. I liked it there. It's so great. So don't worry a bit. Yeah, they're fine. Like, they are better. Now they are better. So your dream was accurate, just on a different plane.
Yeah, so he's better. Mm-hmm. He was teaching. He was doing what he loved to do over there.
There you go. Take that for exactly what it is, and look for more signs, ask for them,
and then
let go, and believe me, it'll happen for you. Just keep aware of keep your keep paying attention spiritually, and you'll be amazed
you know,
at how much comes through. Sorry, go ahead, Cindy.
You know, Anna, you said exactly. what he's probably wanting you to do. He was so happy doing what he was doing. It's finding your
yeah.
happiness, okay? And just that, yeah. you know, I just feel like it's right around the corner. So I know you've got, like, beautiful energy. It's like, do you ever sleep?
Yeah.
Does your mind roll all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, it's almost like saying you'll find your place. You'll find your place. It's just, you know, and you'll be happy. You'll be doing what you want in your heart. You'll be happy. It's just not here yet, okay?
Oh, what a terrible, miserable job this is. And just
yeah.
so miserable. I just,
well,
I'm done.
You'll
more.
Find your happiness. You'll find your happiness. You'll find,
yeah.
you know.
I'm grateful that I have a job. Don't get me wrong. I really am grateful.
Yeah.
But I need to do something even more productive for other people, you know, not just
yeah.
sit there, waste my time. Really,
yeah.
literally sit there, waste my time. That's what that job is about right now.
Yeah.
And basically did everything that I could, exhausted everything in that job. So
yeah,
I'm ready
well,
to go.
See, and you know it's time to move on to something new, and the opportunity will come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In April, you know.
Yeah. You'll have to let it snow. You'll have to let the
we still have to get
messages.
Through this winter time. Winter.
It's always hard.
Ladies, hang in there, ladies.
Yep. Keep your
are
chin
you
up.
Okay?
Don't give up and don't be despondent,
yeah.
honey.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're just going through a rough patch right now.
He
It'll
was amazing to me. He always told me that. He always gave me good vibes.
Yeah. I will connect with you ladies in this.
Okay.
Thank you for being
okay.
here.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank
you.
Honey.
That's lovely.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll
thank you,
you
so much, Anna. Love and light to you.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to just try 775 again. 775, you're on with Divine Connections. Hello? Okay. All right, moving on to 856. You're on with Divine Connections. Could we have your name, please?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura in
Hi,
New
Laura.
Jersey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Lovely to hear you. I think we've had you on before. You sound familiar.
Yes, I have been on. Thank you.
Alrighty. How can we help you tonight, Laura?
I just wonder what you might see for me around any changes coming my way.
Okay. Anybody who's picking anything up, go right ahead.
Well, I do feel like there's some things with work that you'd like to change, and I get something about your car. Is your car an older car?
No, it's not.
I'm picking something up. Are you having a... How old is it?
It's about a year and a half.
Okay. Do you just get the tires checked? I'm picking up something with the tires or the wheels, that there's something going on with them. I don't know if there's a wobble or something, but it's like if you check it now, it'll save money later on down the road.
Okay.
Are you feeling a wobble when you're driving at all?
No, not really, but I will get it checked.
Thank you. I'd feel better if you did. Now, is there something going on with your job right now? What do you do, honey?
Like with regards to what? For, I'm not sure.
What is your job? What do you do for a living?
Well, I'd rather not say, but I do, I'm very busy, and I guess I'm stressed all the time.
Well, I feel like you need to make some changes to get better balance. I can't give you a whole lot of insight if you can't give me an idea of what you do for a living. It builds the energy so that I'm able to communicate the information with you. That's why we ask for our callers' real names and So
right.
I'm going to
well,
go ahead and
I
let
just
Sydney
feel,
take it.
I mean, there's nothing, I'm not really, there's nothing going on with my work that I, you know, it's just work. It's
okay.
A job,
okay.
And I'm.
That's fine.
It says that, you
I feel
know
like
what,
I'd need, go ahead.
It says, you know, you're going to go into a decision-making year about doing things, not only about something about a home or property there, okay? It says making decisions about a home or property. It says if you've been spending a lot of money or you have money problems, it says to get that under control. That makes any sense to you. Do a lot of people in your home, do they depend on you, your household, like
no.
Like family and parents and things like that?
No. No.
No? No. Okay. It's just because you're gonna be making decisions about the not only doesn't say about a job, but it says about things happening around your home or if you want to make a move.
Well, I do want to make a move, and I do want to purchase a home, but I'm not financially set up to do that at this time.
Okay. It says, you know what, and it says there's going to – maybe it's not right now, but it's not that far, maybe within the next few months – 4 to 5 months, there's going to be an opportunity to make that move, and it's not going to cost you a whole lot of money. So it's like somebody's talking to you, and there's an opportunity mm-hmm. there, okay? And something that you really wanted, or something that you would be interested in. You're not married?
No.
And you're not in a relationship right now, or are you just out of a relationship within the last year or so?
No, I'm not in a relationship, and I haven't been in one for a while.
Okay. And it says, you know what? And it says, that's fine. I don't see you in one either for a little bit. It says you just don't want, you know, you don't want to, you're perfectly happy right now. You don't mind friends, but you just really don't want to get into a relationship at this time. It's saying, it just says that you're going to go into, through, you know, a decision-making time. It's going to be your time to, if you're not going through anything right now, it says, you know, you're going to be making a decision about not only to enhance your life, make things better for you, changing things, changing people around you, just little changes like that, making yourself happy. It's just because I think you need that time for yourself. Whatever it is, it's making changes for you, doing fun things and just, you know. Like
yeah,
I said, there's
balance.
Going to be an opportunity. Huh?
That makes, yeah, establishing a better work-life balance. Yeah.
And it's just so as you can have fun or have a life or do things that you'd like to do or even the opportunities, okay? Something that don't cost a lot of money and something that's not always revolved around work. And it says, you know, this is a tough time of year, but even going to a show, going and just having fun with a friend, you know. So that's it, honey. That's why I feel sometimes we get in a rut and we just need a change. And I just think that, you know, with little changes, you're going to make yourself happy. And happy is what we need. That's what our balance
I agree.
Needs. Yeah.
I definitely agree.
Putting that energy into yourself and just doing nice little things, you know, because I think you do a lot of nice things for everybody else. And, you know, sometimes it's time for you.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's true. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're welcome, Laura. You take it easy there in Jersey, honey.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Okay, Laura, I'll just give you quickly what I've got for you. It's Lynn.
Okay.
Okay, and so I got a totem animal come in for you, and the cow came in. And it says here, when cow appears, your spirit animal, trust that the mighty storm will pass and you will be okay. Cow is a totem animal, belongs to those with profound mother goddess instincts. Call in cow as your power animal when your soul needs TLC. So whatever you're going through, it's going to pass. And I think it's just saying take care of yourself. And it's also, if I get it right, it's a symbol of abundance in, I think, the Hindu faith. I can't remember. But it's a good sign. It's a good animal to have come in for you. So we'll leave you with that. We're just about at the end of the show, Laura. So I hope that helped.
Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate the readings, ladies. Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Okay.
Thanks so much for calling in.
You're welcome, honey.
Okay.
You.
Love and light,
okay.
Laura. Okay, guys, I just want to get everybody's information out there before we end the show. And if we have time, I want to play a little clip. We were talking about spirit voices coming in on a broadcast. I want to play a little clip. I don't know if you guys have heard it. Jan Drake-Bakke and I were hosting Enter the Light one night, and it's something that we picked up that we still can't explain. But if we have time, so if you want to go ahead, Cindy, and give your info, how can people find you?
Okay, they can find me. Just go to PsychicReadingsByCindy.com, or you can go to my Facebook page of Psychic Readings by Cindy. Very easy.
Alrighty then. And Jan? Or Jan? Oh, jeez, my brain's falling out. Jody.
Jody.
We need more coffee. I was just talking about Jan. I'm sorry, that was a brain fart.
That's okay.
Anyway.
So they can reach me on connectedbyspirit.com or Jody, J-O-D-Y, at connectedbyspirit.com. And you can also contact me through the Sacred Embers website or friend me on Facebook.
Fabulous. And Sue Dallamonte is not with us tonight, but if you want to get in touch with Sue, she's at susandallamonte.wixsite.com/SueD. And if you want to get in touch with me, I'm at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. And you can find all of us on Facebook through the either our personal pages or the Sacred Embers website. And there's a Sacred Embers support group if anyone needs to reach out. And so with that, I'm just going to put this little clip on. I think this was about a year and a half ago. This came through, and Jan was doing, she had a lion come through for a caller, and it was the totem animal that came in, and this is what we got.
Before acting rather than moving ahead impulsively and recklessly. And when faced with a tough decision, follow your heart rather than what you think you should do. So that's basically the message of the lion. And
Yeah, it definitely makes sense. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Am I nuts or did I just hear a lion roar? No, I'm not joking, you guys. Nobody heard that, eh?
I heard it, Lynn.
I heard
it.
It.
I thought you were doing something with the... with.
No,
I don't know.
I thought that was you. Wow,
no,
that was
too are you
weird,
kidding
man.
Me?
I
are
heard
you
a lion roar.
Lynn,
yeah,
I did too. I thought you were doing something out, you know,
no.
I thought you were like... Oh,
like I had enchiladas for dinner? No, no, I heard a lion roar just now. Okay, let's carry on. That's exciting. We'll, you know what, we'll play it back and see if it comes up.
Okay.
On the playback, okay?
Yeah, see if it comes up, exactly. That is bizarre. No, you know
wonderful.
What, Karen, it's wonderful. Karen, you're bringing in, you've got lion energy so powerfully around you, it even made a roar.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh, that's fabulous. Yeah.
Well,
how amazing.
It makes sense because I've also been standing up for myself.
Anyway, you can find that that episode in the archives. We had it was quite a. You can hear it and play it back if you want to hear it again. It's an episode of Enter the Light. I'll see if I can find it. But anyway, we got that lion roar come in. Pretty neat, eh?
We have just that sound bit anywhere. That was amazing, and it
that
sounds
was
like
amazing.
A lion.
It was.
Oh, I'll
oh
get
gosh.
The clip for you. I'll just get that clip and send it to you. It's in the it's in our sound stack in the Blog Talk studio. So yeah, you can go in there. Yeah, very cool.
That
amazing.
Was amazing.
And I will. Yeah, and I'll let you guys know if we do get that voice. I'll go back and find it. I've got the time written down when it happened. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're done, guys. Thank you so much, Cindy. You were fabulous.
Well, thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
We're
it.
Very grateful. And, yeah, we loved having you. So with that, I'm going to go let my dog out, and I guess we'll talk to you guys and keep the convo open if you want to keep, keep in touch with us and stuff. And I'll go find your page and like you on Facebook.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, love and light to you guys.
Oh,
right,
thank you.
Light
to you too also.
Good night, guys.
Good night.
Okay.